Altcoins outpace Bitcoin as Wall Street hits a record. Crypto stays fearful. Wall Street closed at a record on June 15, 2026, after a preliminary U.S.-Iran agreement eased inflation fears and sent crude oil lower, according to Reuters. Crypto joined the risk-on move, but the rally was lopsided and the mood behind it stayed cautious. As of June 16, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $66,350, up 0.76% over 24 hours per CoinMarketCap data. The bigger moves came from the rest of the market. Ether sat at $117.96, up 3.98%. XRP changed hands at $124, up 4.6%. Solana reached $74.06, up 3.77%. BNB barely budged at $618, up 0.25%. The session split in two directions. Stocks and crypto reacted to the same macro trigger, but at different speeds. The Dow's record close was a clean risk-on signal. Lower oil reduces near-term inflation pressure, which in turn softens the case for tighter monetary policy. That logic usually flows into crypto, and it did, just not into Bitcoin first. The asset that traders treat as the market's anchor moved the least. Over the past 7 days, the gap widens further. Solana is up 11.16%, Ether 6.54%, XRP 6.05%, and Bitcoin 5.35%. A week of altcoins leading and Bitcoin trailing is the kind of rotation that tends to show up when traders feel comfortable reaching further out on the risk curve. Sentiment never caught up to price. Here's the part that does not fit the rally headline. CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index read 24 on June 16, 2026, which lands in fear. Prices rose across the board, yet the gauge that tracks positioning, volatility, and momentum stayed firmly in defensive territory. That divergence matters. A bounce that runs ahead of sentiment can mean one of two things. Either positioning is light, and there is room for the move to extend as buyers regain confidence, or the rally is a relief pop inside a still cautious tape that fades once the macro headline cools. The index does not tell you which. It tells you the average participant is not convinced yet. For anyone reading price action alone, the 24 reading is a useful check. The tape went green, but the people trading it are still hedging. The macro thread pulling on crypto, the catalyst, sat entirely outside crypto. A preliminary U.S.-Iran agreement cooled the geopolitical risk premium that had built up around energy supply, crude fell, and equity markets read that as a cleaner runway for growth. The Dow's record close was the headline expression of that relief. Crypto inherited the same tailwind because it trades as a risk asset most days. Lower oil and softer inflation expectations ease pressure on the rate outlook. And a friendlier rate outlook historically supports the high beta corners of the market, which is exactly where Ether, XRP, and Solana sit relative to Bitcoin. The move lines up with that playbook. The caution flag is that this is a macro story, not a crypto native one. There was no protocol upgrade, no fund inflow surge, no on-chain catalyst behind the bounce. When the driver is external, the follow-through depends on whether the macro narrative holds. A preliminary deal is not a signed one, and a record close is a snapshot, not a trend. Cardholders feel the swings both ways. For people in the United States and elsewhere who hold crypto on a card balance rather than trade it, a 4% pop in altcoins changes spending power overnight, in both directions. That is the core trade-off of funding day-to-day purchases with a volatile asset. The upside days feel great, and the down days quietly shrink what your balance buys. It is the reason many cardholders keep their spending float in stablecoin balances and leave the volatile assets as a separate bet. A fear reading of 24 alongside a green session is a reminder that the next move is not promised. Holding the asset you plan to spend in something that does not swing 4% in a day removes the guessing from your weekly grocery run. None of this is a directional call. It is a note that the same volatility powering a one-day rally is the volatility that makes crypto awkward as a pure payment rail without a stable layer underneath.